in 4MFW.
Who let you out of your cage? You're supposed to be working.
Well, I tell you, you're right. Dave and I are out looking at something, and that's the reason we're up here on Highway 11.
Drive around. That's a pretty area to go. I'm here with Toby, and XYL just went into Food Lion 5-4. We just had our lunch. Went to Jack's. Toby had his hamburger, and I had part of his curly fries and cabbage rolls and some onion rings. So we had a good lunch.
Eight and a half?
We shared one, but the word sharing is kind of misleading. That was his hamburger, and I got part of it.
I squirming around a little bit, pull off the side of the road.
I will definitely do that. But right now, I'm just waiting for Elaine to get out of Food Lion. And then I've got to pick up a few bags of gravel. I got couple of muddy spots in the backyard. We had our fence replaced. that other one lasted 17 years, and I got rid of it. So we just got a new one put in this week, and where they put the post holes. Some of the dirt didn't get distributed very well. But anyway, I need to get some gravel to kind of dry some of that area up.
Yeah, for sure. Just be careful. There's a cloud. We just kind of got a little wet. And coming toward Greenville, it's real small, but it's up here around Caesar's Head, headed toward Greenville. So it's a lot of rain real quick. So make sure you keep up with the weather if you can go out there in the backyard in a couple hours.
We've got, while we're at it, we had the house pressure washed the porches and everything, so most of the front and back porch furniture's out in the yard. We just let them pressure wash that while they were at it. By the way, you better keep an eye on that new addition, your ham shack. The guy you work with, you better keep an eye on him.
When he got to the house, he's going to get one of my hand-me-downs, yeah. So, I got three of them, so I can fix him up real good. He was in there drooling over that little black box.
Yeah. I haven't had mine on 2 days, and it's starting to complain.
You're in 2 days. Golly. You got to keep the eddy current going in it all the time. Y'all, we were out, Gail and I were out this morning, had to go over to Lou, so I got me another box and a plug and a half inch nipple to my air compressor plug in is right there, so I'm going to parallel off of it. Because I wouldn't run the two at the same time anyway. But I can plug, my wire's already run. I got to just put a plug on. And that part will be ready. And then move everything out of the way and redo the radio room, I think, and set her back in place with all those cables and everything.
Make sure all your watt meters, well, I made a mistake of leaving one of my watt meters rated 1,500 watts. It's one of those MFJ with the big fronts on it and everything. And it's got an alarm. If you go to 1,500 watts, it'll start alarming. Well, that thing was in line with that, with the 2K. And I was tuning up and getting everything ready and for a contest. And I put a little too much. That watt meter started screaming. Next thing I knew, I saw a little puff of smoke coming out of it. Oh, well. I didn't need it anyway because the 2K's got, you know, its own watt meter, but I tell you, that amplifier will put some power out.
Yeah, Dave says you let the smoke out. Yes, most definitely. It's easy to do. Yeah, I went and bought three of them and wasn't thinking I was going to get this big monster that soon, so... because I got three circuits that I need to monitor with the standard wave meter, so I bought three of them. And now things have changed since I had enough money to get that big black box. So I don't know how I'm going to do it. Use the one in it and not use the other three.
You know, I didn't even think about it because I took one out. I still had the MFJ watt meter. It's got a nice big dial. I like seeing that little needle swing. But, you know, and I don't run more than 1,500 watts when I'm operating. But I was on FT8 and I had the drive turned up too much on it. And, I mean, it... So, I just took anything like that, I just took out of the circuit. And one of the other things I did is make sure all the coax connectors are really good. And because it's easy to get a lot more than you need out of that amplifier. Anyway, okay, on your 220, I've got three amplifiers off that one circuit, and that's the same thing. I never have more than one on it at a time. And, I was going to ask you, they shipped the amplifier with the correct 220 plug, is that right?
Amplifier for 220.
I don't think that it's got the capability to run 120, I don't think. But, you know, there's always the question of even though it's 220, it could be a 15 amp or 20 amp. Or I think that one, that plug's what, a 15 amp, 220?
I believe that's it, because that's what I've got pulled over there for the air compressor.
Yep. Well, so have you actually made any contacts on it?
I got it late yesterday, and I just got it unpacked, so I got to clean up some stuff to get to the back of the radio desk. A lot of things have got to move, so this is a good start to start cleaning out the man cave.
Yeah, make sure, I put mine on a shelf, make sure your shelves are weight-wise.
The shelves, because it's not tall enough. So it's got to sit on top of one of those metal desks with like those rubber, kind of got those rubber tops on them. I think at one time they might have had glass on them, but this one just got that rubber. So the desk's been holding that 221 for about 20 years or more, so it'll hold this one.
Okay, yeah, I think it'll work. See, now the SB221,
that was the big amp, wasn't it? It punches out, 8 to 1,000.
Yeah, and the 200 is about 600 watts. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had a 200 for a long time. It worked really good. I tell you what, I used it almost 20 years and then sold it when I got a solid state amp. And it was still running good.
Yeah, this amp does everything I could wish for. It gets rid of all the antenna switches, because all you do is you tell it what antenna to go to. It follows my radio. So I don't have to turn any knobs. All you do is hit operate and say, hello, talk to me.
Be approved. Oh, and if it doesn't like what you're doing, it takes care of itself. and let you know.
All my antennas tune perfectly except one. I got to get a 40 meter dipole or off center fed. Got to get one of those built and get it up there and make sure it doesn't bother the 80, because that 80 is beyond perfect. a 3915, the stand 1 meter, don't move at all.
Because you looked over there and say, oh, I don't have any output. Of course, it's on SWR, but one of my amplifiers, the Tokyo Hightower, it's a 1.5K, whatever. That's the designation. That's really the input. It's out of KW, but I always keep it on reflected and then use one of the MFJ large meter, watt meters, SWR meter, but I always leave it on forward. But I got used to seeing a little bit of SWR. And the other day I worked on the antenna, I got down to 1-1. And I'm used to seeing a little bit of SWR there and knowing that it's putting out without looking at the watt meter. It took a while to get used to the fact that I better look at the watt meter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this has been my goal for a long time. I've worked for like 5 years trying to figure these off-center fed dipoles out, because that's what fits my property. And that could get anything that would cover the whole band without a tuner. And I don't like tuners, so I've got it down now where I'm going to have the quad, 80, and a 40 off-center fed dipole, and I'm good to go.
Dipole?
Yeah, it's off-center fed, because the short leg comes to the front yard. I got a tree out there I'm tied to, but I got to take the tree down because it's dead. I think there's too much RF got into it and it died. But I bought a flagpole. I'm going to stick up there and put flags on it and then run a string over to the top of it or something to tie off that leg of the off-center fed.
Well, it'll be all set. That bug. Yep. So on 80, you cover from. Do you get down on the CW portion much? What do you have on that 80 off-center fed? Do you have it, of course, tuned on the sideband portion?
Yeah. I calculated it out to the 65 meter part of it, and that makes it perfect. Covers that one, no problem. You go down into the code section, it starts gradually coming back up, but it's still halfway decent down there.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the tuner in that amplifier really works good. I mean, that spec said 3-1, but it does better than that. Just about all, there's not a band. You know, I got a lot of different antennas out there, but there's not a band that I 80 meter off-center fed dipole or my 160. I can get on 80 the whole length of the bands on any of those using the tuner and the amplifier. It really works good. I got a phone call. I got to go. You take care. Have fun this afternoon. M4IQ.
Okay, we'll talk some more when I get ready to do a lot of stuff. So, see you later, 73s from N4MMW Mobile.